Hey guys, Gabriel again, the PM on the Visual C++ IDE, and I am here with Jane.
Wait,
what is this?
No, I'm over here, I'm sorry. I need to get out of my chair.
Who's this? It's a giant bear?
It is, yeah. He lives under my desk. Sometimes he pretends to be me.
Inspiration? Or...
Yeah, when I'm off taking a nap, he can, you know, be in my office so people think I'm working.
Very nice. Hey guys, we're here again. I'm Gabriel, PM on the Visual C++ IDE, and I'm here with...
I'm James McNellis. I'm a developer on the Visual C++ Libraries team. So I've been here at Microsoft for 3 years. I've been on the Visual Studio team for basically all three of those years. I work on the Blend Designer for 2 years when we put in Visual Studio, and then I've been on the Visual C++ Libraries team for the last year, kind of working on all of it for a while, and then I took ownership of the RC runtime for... this last release and the next upcoming release.
Okay, very nice. So, you know, we've been talking to people just about what they're excited about, what they're happy with the new Visual Studio 2013. So, what's new and what are you excited about?
Yeah, so in the library space, we spent most of our effort on the STL, improvements in the C++ standard library. We updated it, and by we, I mean mostly Stefan, one of my teammates, updated it to take advantage of many of the new compiler features, including variadic templates and a bunch of other features. He wrote an article on our blog going into great depth about the features that he took advantage of. Also in there were hundreds of bug fixes from the last release, because we always we get many customer bugs, and then we also internally do testing and find new bugs, and you know, always working to try and get closer to a bug-free product. In the C space, Pat Brenner, another member of our team, did a lot of work to start adding support for the C99 math library and a few other sort of leaf pieces of the C99 library, so things that aren't very invasive, but that we could add support for and that people were really clamoring for. So we're still working on, you know, getting to full C99 conformance, but we have, you know, a good start in the last release.
Good to hear.
So in the library space, those are kind of the big things that we launched with. I have a couple of IDE things that I'm really happy with in the latest release.
Nice.
So not everyone on our libraries team uses the IDE. I know Stefan might not even know that we have one. But I use it a lot, even for like the ancient C runtime sources that we have, because it makes code navigation a lot easier. So two things that I've noticed just using the latest version is, one, the editor is much more responsive with large source files. So we have a lot of 2,000, 3,000 line source files in the C runtime sources, and like just navigating through with the scroll bar, scrolling up and down, it used to stutter quite a bit in the old 2012 release, and they've done substantial performance work. I don't even know what work has been done, but it's amazingly smooth now, which is a huge improvement. IntelliSense, in 2012, I believe, we introduced semantic colorization, so that you can, like classes can be colored one thing, and functions can be colored another thing, and so there were, I think, some minor improvements there. I'm not entirely sure, but it seems to work a bit better at times. And finally, I think the biggest improvement is in, there's a dialog called Navigate 2, so if anyone's familiar with it.
Control comma?
Yeah, control comma in the IDE. And so in 2012, I think this has actually been there for a while, but in 2012 you would hit control comma and you would get a nice modal dialog, and you know, it didn't match the theming of 2012 at all. And so in 2013, it's actually now, if you know where the new quick find dialog shows up in the top corner of the editor, now that's where the Navigate 2 shows up as well, which is really nice. It's a bit less, you know, glaring. I use 2012 and 2013 side by side on different machines here because I just haven't updated one of my machines. And every time I see the old Navigate 2 dialog, I'm like, oh, rats, the wrong one. But...
that's how you know.
So yeah, but those are kind of the things that I'm happy to see in the latest release.
Well, hopefully, viewers out there, you know, go check out the things that James talked about. See it for yourself. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
You want to just like toss him into?
That's actually not bad. He's right. It's perfect.